Welcome to Candlestick Park in San Francisco, for the game between the New York Mets and the San Francisco Giants. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Mets, batting in the leadoff spot, the second baseman, Lenny Randle. Batting second, the catcher, John Stearns. Batting third, the left fielder, John Milner. Batting fourth, the right fielder, Dave Kingman. Batting fifth, the first baseman, Ed Cranepool. Batting sixth, the shortstop, Mike Phillips. Batting seventh, the center fielder, Lee Mozzilli. Batting eighth, the third baseman, Roy Steger. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Jerry Kuzman. Pitching for the New York Mets, Jerry Kuzman. For the San Francisco Giants, batting in the leadoff spot, the center fielder, Larry Herndon. Batting second, the second baseman, Darryl Thomas. Batting third, the right fielder, Jack Clark. Batting fourth, the third baseman, Bill Madlock. Batting fifth, the first baseman, Willie McCovey. Batting sixth, the left fielder, Randy Elliott. Batting seventh, the shortstop, Tim Foley. Batting eighth, the catcher, Mark Hill. Batting ninth, the pitcher, John Montefusco. Pitching for the San Francisco Giants, John Montefusco. And now, play ball. Lenny Randle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randle hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. John Stearns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Randle moves to second. John Stearns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stearns hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Randle moves to third. John Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman hits a fly ball into center field. Herndon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Randle tags and scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Mets. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Thomas settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon strikes out. One out. Darryl Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a fly ball into right field. Kingman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jack Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark takes first base on ball four. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Madlock hits a pop-up towards short. Phillips settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Giants nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Mike Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips hits a fly ball into center field. Herndon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lee Mozzilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mozzilli hits a line drive towards third. Madlock reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Steger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Thomas scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2. With the score, the Mets 1, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey strikes out. One out. Randy Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott hits a fly ball into right field. Kingman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Phillips scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Giants nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Jerry Kuzman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuzman strikes out. One out. Lenny Randle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randle is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Randle hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Thomas fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. John Stearns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Randle. The throw from Hill and he is safe. Randle steals second. John Stearns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Randle moves to third. John Stearns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stearns is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Stearns hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Clark who is chasing the ball. Stearns reaches third base with a triple. Randle scores. It's 2-0, Mets. John Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner is 0-for-1 in the game. Milner hits a fly ball into center field. Herndon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Stearns tags and scores. Two outs. It's 3-0, Mets. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Kingman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Madlock fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Mark Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill hits a fly ball into right field. Kingman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Montefusco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montefusco is called out on strikes. Two outs. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 0-for-1 in the game. Herndon strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Giants nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 0-for-1 in the game. Cranepool hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mike Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0-for-1 in the game. Phillips hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cranepool moves to second. Lee Mozilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mozilli is 0-for-1 in the game. Mozilli hits a fly ball into left field. Elliott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Staker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staker is 0-for-1 in the game. Staker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Thomas misplays the ball. That's an error on Thomas. Cranepool moves to third. Phillips moves to second. Jerry Kuzman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuzman is 0-for-1 in the game. Kuzman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cranepool scores. Phillips scores. Staker moves to second. It's 5-0, Mets. Lenny Randle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randle is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Randle hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Staker scores. Kuzman moves to second. It's 6-0, Mets. Terry Cornut now pitching. John Stearns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stearns is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Stearns hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 6, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Bud Harrelson now playing shortstop. Mike Phillips now playing third base. Darryl Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-1 in the game. Thomas hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jack Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Clark hits a ball on the ground towards third. Phillips fields it and throws to first for the out. Thomas moves to second. One out. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Madlock is 0-for-1 in the game. Madlock hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Stearns settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuzman spins and fires to second and throws the ball away. That's an error on Kuzman. Thomas moves to third. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 0-for-1 in the game. McCovey hits a fly ball into left field. Milner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 6, and the Giants nothing. The Mets will come to bat. John Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Milner takes first base on ball 4. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Kingman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Madlock fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cranepool hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Thomas fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Mike Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Phillips hits a fly ball into left field. Elliott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 6, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Randy Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 0-for-1 in the game. Elliott strikes out. One out. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 0-for-1 in the game. Foley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mark Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill is 0-for-1 in the game. Hill hits a ball on the ground towards third. Phillips fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 6, and the Giants nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Lee Mozilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mozilli is 0-for-2 in the game. Mozilli hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Mozilli. The throw from Hill and he is out, Foley applying the tag. One out. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Kuzman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuzman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Kuzman strikes out. Two outs. Lenny Randle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randle is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Randle hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCovey scoops it up and throws to first, with Thomas covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 6, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Rob Andrews pinch hits for Terry Cornut. Rob Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kuzman fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 0-for-2 in the game. Herndon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Darryl Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Thomas strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 6, and the Giants nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Dave Heaverlow now pitching. Rob Andrews now playing second base. John Stearns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stearns is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Stearns hits a fly ball into center field. Herndon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Milner hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Kingman takes first base on ball 4. Milner moves to second. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cranepool hits a fly ball into right field. Clark settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Phillips hits a fly ball into center field. Herndon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 6, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Jack Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Clark hits a fly ball into right field. Kingman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Madlock is 0-for-2 in the game. Madlock hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 0-for-2 in the game. McCovey hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Phillips settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Randy Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 0-for-2 in the game. Elliott hits a ball on the ground towards third. Phillips fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 6, and the Giants nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Lee Mozilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mozilli is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Mozilli takes first base on ball 4. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Harrelson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Andrews fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Jerry Kuzman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuzman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. he's got two RBIs. Kuzman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Madlock fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 6, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 0 for 2 in the game. Foley hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Milner. Foley reaches second base with a double. Mark Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill is 0 for 2 in the game. Hill hits a fly ball into right field. Kingman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rob Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 0 for 1 in the game. Andrews hits a fly ball into right field. Kingman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Foley moves to third. Two outs. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 0 for 3 in the game. Herndon takes first base on ball 4. Gary Thomason pinch hits for Dave Heberlo. Gary Thomason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomason hits a pop-up towards short. Harrelson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 6, and the Giants nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Charlie Williams now pitching. Lenny Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randall is 3 for 4 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Randall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Andrews scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. John Stearns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stearns is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Stearns hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Andrews scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Milner hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCovey scoops it up and throws to first, with Williams covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 6, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Jack Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Clark hits a fly ball into center field. Mozzilli settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Madlock is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Madlock hits a fly ball into left field. Milner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 0 for 3 in the game. McCovey strikes out. The game is over. The final score, New York Mets, 6, and San Francisco Giants, 0. Goodbye from Candlestick Park in San Francisco.